we enter into this new year with a very difficult and sobering insight about ourselves. Few people can understand this. They can't take it. Now, the reason I am doing this is for the purpose of pretense. Understanding the nature of pretense and what it truly means. And I want to have a very frank kind of conversation here, although I understand it's only going to be one way, but I'm sure you will understand. And I have a story for you that will solidify what I'm trying to say. And I hope you will have forgiveness in your heart to understand how difficult this is for me to talk to you like this. It is very, very important. So let's talk a little bit about pretense. Defined, it means an attempt to make something that is not the case appear true. A false display of feelings, attitudes. The practice of inventing some sort of alibi, some sort of excuse. Now, let us just start off and be really honest. As you listen to these, as you have attended workshops and retreats, there is a reluctance in you, a deep, profound reluctance. You hear what I'm saying, and you try to be righteous and benevolent and wise, but all of it has the context of your doubts. You don't really understand very much of what I'm saying, and the price of really understanding it and entering into the Tao is much higher than your heart can, human heart that is, can take. So there is always this pretense, trying to make the way the teachings seem, well, true to you. You try really hard. I know you do. But that is not going to help you. That is not the way. So let me explain a little bit, and maybe this will help you before we begin number 18. You have to understand. You have to be totally in. You have to realize the total sense of futility of your life. It must be apparent to you that the way you're going, the way you're living, the way you are, is a pretense. You're trying to make something appear to be true in you, while all the time hiding your doubt, your fears, your desires. I understand this. I do. This is not a condemnation of you. This is just why things don't gel in you, why you can't remember a discourse. Because what is really important to you is to hide your dissatisfaction with your life, with yourself, your dissatisfaction with me as your teacher, trying to help you. You don't believe that any of the things I am teaching you are relevant to your life. This may be the first life you've ever had where someone presented these things to you and you actually came and started to listen. This is absolutely okay. But you have to understand, you have to go deeper than that. There's no sincerity in you. The only thing there is curiosity. And in that curiosity, you confuse the idea of sincerity and live in the pretense of making something that is not the case appear to be true in you. Between you and I, you have absolutely no intent of ever awakening in this lifetime. Your habits, your repetitions, your fears are all far more important to you than anything I would ever be able to offer to you. This is the way you are. You use your energy inappropriately, and you've learned to use it for gratification. In all of this, you have missed the meaning of your life. Frankly speaking, the meaning of your life means nothing to you. You want to live long because you're afraid of death. You don't want to live for any other reason other than pure survival. The idea of keeping your body alive, keeping it healthy, keeping it out of pain, these are the things that you really want more than anything, so you can go on with your mischief and keep doing your mischief. And there are so many ways to do it, and they all look very legitimate to you. But you see, when the Tao, the way, the great way, is abandoned, we miss. We then have to settle for whatever the body can present to me. My body presents to me gratification, emotion, passion. It's cunning, very cunning. It makes my mind cunning. So it is always looking for ways to survive or to get what it wants or to have a better experience than maybe what I think it's presenting to me. I miss deeply. I am not sincere about my own awakening when I'm in this. Now, I use that as a way to hopefully present the story to you. You must understand this story, not literally, but figuratively. You have to look at it from a metaphysical point of view, as it were. In ancient times, there was a compassionate prince. He had a strong resolve to practice the way. So he sent for various people that he had heard were virtuous teachers to teach him the way, the Dharma. But all of it was in vain, for these people were not sincere of themselves. They were more students of pretense. But the prince had a vow, and he wanted to see that his faith would turn into something beyond the mortal, the human. He wanted to see what was beyond his beyond. His name was Yost, and he presented himself as the manner of the way. He was a good man, but he lacked that one thing. That one thing he needed to do. So, all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a teacher arrived. He was a very difficult teacher. It was hard to find him in this mundane world, so he came willing to help Yost find his way. So the first thing the teacher said is, I'm afraid you might not be willing to really pay for what I'm about to share with you. Yost grimly sighed. The prince immediately responded that he was ready to give away everything he had for the sake of his own awakening, for the sake of going beyond his human emotion, his afflictions. So the teacher said, okay, please dig a very deep hole, set it on fire. After you have plunged yourself head first into the fire as an offering for the way, I will then be able to teach you. Well, without delay, the prince ordered his servants to dig a deep pit, set it alight. The king and his subjects, upon seeing the prince's willingness to die for the sake of something that seemed so foolish, so unreal, pleaded with him, saying, please do not impale the country and its future. Do not sacrifice your life. Be willing to become a servant of the way, but don't sacrifice your life. Well, the prince firmly declined the offer and the belief in what people were saying. He could care less. Yost, the prince, said, I have, now listen, reincarnated countless times in both human and animal form. As a human, I have been consumed by every kind of greed, anger, ignorance, and vice. As a beast of burden, I have been strung up by my hooves, whipped, had to carry heavy loads. As meat, I was raised, slaughtered, and eaten. And in hell, I suffered for days. I am done with all of this. This is a rare, rare moment, he said to the king, his father. My aspiration is to attain the awakening. Whereupon Yost ascended to his seat and said, we must become charitable at all times, keep our hearts free from hatred, and treat all sentient beings with compassion. He stood up. We should cultivate a mind of joy and rejoice at the attainment of others. We must liberate all beings into the way and follow it as the path of life. As soon as he was finished speaking, the prince dived into the flames. However, the burning pit in that instant turned into a placid lotus pond, and the prince found himself sitting on a large, fragrant lily pad. At that moment, the prince realized the impermanence and that of fortune and misfortune and how they are impermanent. He realized the cycle of birth and death and the suffering that went along with it in that very moment. In that very moment, he understood beyond the pretense that he had to sacrifice his own life before he could awaken. Yes. You will have to sacrifice what you call your life. And I understand as your teacher that you're not going to be able to do that. You are mired in the body, in the skin, in the meat. I understand, but you need to understand. And because you are, you have abandoned the great way, not knowing it, many years ago. I do not want you to feel bad about all of this. Really, I don't. What I want you to do is to understand where you stand with everything. How you give the way, my discourses, everything I do for you, as a pretense of understanding, a pretense of sincerity, which isn't there. You're not done yet. You're just not done yet with your mischief. And I understand that. I want you to know, I understand. But there will come a time, somewhere in this universe, where you will no longer live as you live currently. You will find yourself in a posture, in a position eventually, where goodness and mercy are more important to you than preserving your life through self-preservation. I understand. I hope you do. So what can you do until that moment comes when you are asked to give up your life for something greater than its survival, than its pretense? You keep listening. You keep slowly working on yourself. You open up all the doors and windows within you. Let the light in, let the fresh air in, and just sit in it. You don't have to jump into the fire like Yost did right now. Eventually, this will happen. But right now, no, it's not going to happen. And the major thing is that you don't live in the pretense of yourself. Don't look at the self of you that your mother and father and your body have produced and think that it is all there is. Give up that pretense. Don't make it the truth of your life, because it's not. Be honest with yourself. Many years ago, you gave yourself over to the energies of things that could only tear apart your life and create more conflict, more sadness, more consequence. And forgive yourself. Have mercy upon yourself. This is throwing yourself in the fire. Going beyond the imperil of your human body and what it does to you, looking at things from a very different point of view. Just humble yourself. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they find the meekness to understand things that the human mind cannot understand. I don't want you to beat yourself up. But I do want you to keep making headway, going forward, even if it's little inch by inch. The major thing is that you don't live your life in the pretense of the folly of the ego, of your human emotions. Be honest with yourself. It is wiser and more beautiful to say, I wish I could, but right now I can't. But I am going forward anyway. No matter what my body and mind tell me, I'm going beyond what my body and mind tell me is possible. I will stay the course, no matter what. And if the time arises where I have the opportunity to give it all up, beyond the pretense of an assumed right and wrong, good and bad, thy will be done. But for now, as we start these discourses, I want you to understand your pretense. I don't want you to hate yourself for it. I want to go back to the very first Tao that we did years ago. When the wise man hears of the way, he works hard to apply it. When the mediocre person hears of the way, he keeps it now and then, but loses it. But when the ignorant hear of it, they laugh at it. If they did not laugh, it would not be the way. Let's meditate on that together. It is so very true. You are one of these three. Take no pride in any of them. Take no shame in any of them. Let love.